producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joel Skousen, editor of World Affairs Brief, is going to be joining us. He's very informed geopolitically. One of the top survivalists in the country. His views differ from mine, just slightly in interpretation about the three major predator groups. There have been big developments since he was on with us 3 months ago. He's coming up in the next segment. We'll continue with your calls. We also have an update from Joe Biggs at the bottom of the hour. And Jakari and Joe will be down there in the fourth hour when Leanne McAdoo is hosting the fourth hour, the wrap-up show, Overdrive, whatever you want to call it. It's a jam-packed fourth hour. Dave in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Brother Alex, long time no talk to you.
Welcome.
Thank you. I echo the previous caller's request for Syrian girl partisan to come on. I'd like to hear her take and possibly also Mr. Skousen's take on our actual relationship with Israel. They're not our technically not our ally, and they're not a member of NATO. Is that correct?
Well, we have agreements unilaterally with Israel to, quote, defend Israel. But you're right. They didn't sign any nuclear treaties, chemical weapons treaties, UN treaties. I think it's smart. They're like Switzerland. Israel's like, no, we'll make our own laws. And people criticize Israel for that. No, I think we should stay out of everything as well.
I agree with that. So technically, you know, Israel could be on their own. You know, it won't happen. But maybe
nobody's going to attack Israel again. They got 800 nuclear weapons at least, with high-tech cruise missiles, ICBMs, everything. It's the end of the world if you attack Israel. But I don't know. Our government's attacking Russia. Maybe somebody will attack Israel. People are so crazy now.
Well, maybe you can get Putin on and ask him.
You know, it's funny you say that. We've gotten very close to getting Putin on. The problem is I'd have to get on an airplane and go to Russia to do it. I can get a sit-down interview probably with Putin. But, I mean, he's just going to say what he's going to say. I can sit there and play clips of him already saying it. It'd be a nice stunt for me to pull, but I could have done an interview with Ahmed Dinajid. He wanted me to come interview him. I'm not going to even say that other people want me to come interview him. It sounds insane. But, anyways, go ahead.
Okay, well, that was it. It's good talking to you again, man.
Well, God bless you, brother. We appreciate you calling in. Let's go ahead. All I know is I got up at 6 a.m. this morning, and I went and turned on the computer, and I knew they were landing Chinese troops. I knew they were moving in Iranian troops. I knew they'd put 50 MiGs on the ground and a whole bunch of other helicopters. I mean, this is a full-scale invasion, counter-invasion to the al-Qaeda forces. Then they blew up the al-Qaeda base. They didn't play games. The Russians have intelligence on the ground. They know exactly who's pulling the strings, and I bet you money, U.S. State Department and CIA and NATO and Israeli and Saudi Arabian and Turks died today when the Russians blew up a whole bunch of facilities full of al-Qaeda. I mean, they blew up the al-Qaeda base. They could just sit there and operate. And that's just incredible. Let's go ahead and talk to Dustin in California. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was just calling because I got my Hillary for Prison shirt, and I wore it, and I went into this neighborhood market called Sprouts, and this old man was like, "Shame on you! Shame on you! How could you want to send a woman to prison?"
Oh, see, you're anti-feminist, exactly. And if you're against abortion, or partial birth abortion, you're now against women, according to the head of Planned Parenthood. That's all they've got. They're not intellectuals. Of course, Sprouts is pretty socialist. So what do you expect?
Yeah. Well. That's why I wore the shirt there, because I wanted to get some feedback and see what people would say. And it was just perfect to have someone say that. Like, that's his argument. Oh, you want to send a woman to prison when it's like...
No, okay, yeah, why don't you stop picking on a woman? Let her commit all the crimes she wants. We're the intellectuals. We know how to say sexist, racist, homophobe. Three words. We're the boss.
Yeah, I just thought I'd call and say that. And
God bless you, brother. Sorry, go ahead.
I just got the X2 on my birthday. That was when you did the 28-hour broadcast. And, man, it's been definitely a game changer.
certainly.
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you so much for the support. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We got Joel Skousen joining us. We'll get to your calls as well. Joe Biggs is going to pop in. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, they're saying Obama is an idiot and Putin's made him look like a fool in the news. I have studied modern history, ancient history. I've studied the current players as much as I can. And I would say I'm still just moderately informed because the world is such a deep, complex political system. But I know this. The West has been funding radical Islamicists to destabilize the Middle East and also be blowback in the West so they can take more liberties in the name of fighting jihad terror. And I know that certainly George Soros brags that he helped destabilize Ukraine. I know both sides have beefs. Western Ukrainians have been persecuted by the Russians. The Russians have been persecuted during World War II, back from the Nazis. So nobody's perfect in all this. And I wanted to get Joel Skousen on because, you know, he's a former Marine Corps officer, fighter bomber pilot, Vietnam, so he can speak to the bombing raids. He has World Affairs Brief that's really accurate long term, predicting different developments. He's also one of the top strategic retreat builders in the country. I made a film with him, Strategic Relocation, the film that goes with his full-color book that has just some of the most accurate global information about safest countries, regions. We sell it, InfoWarsStore.com. But he differs a bit. I mean, he talks about the three power groups, the Anglo-American establishment, the Russians, and the Chinese. Well, I agree those are the three predator groups. Both countries are run by very corrupt Machiavellian groups. We also agree the Anglo-American establishment dominates the New World Order. It's the main group, but it doesn't fully control the other two. But they all overlap. But the wild card is radical Islam. And it predominantly is controlled by British intelligence, Anglo-American establishment, and the Israelis, the Turks, and others. And you can see them all full court press trying to bring down Syria in the proxy war, just like they've been doing in Ukraine. So I don't see how the two aren't inexorably linked, showing that both are a Western Anglo-American offensive, because Skousen believes that it was a staged takedown coup to make it look illegitimate so Putin had an excuse to come into Crimea. Well, he already controlled Crimea and the gas pipeline, so what is the point of that? I'm not disagreeing with Skousen. I just don't see the preponderance of proof. I see some proof there. But regardless, Putin didn't try to take my guns. Putin didn't try to forcibly inoculate me. Putin didn't try to put in transgender bathrooms. He's doing the opposite in Russia. So whether they've adopted, quote, conspiracy culture because it sells with the public, because it's accurate, or maybe they're being converted. I know he met with Solzhenitsyn a lot. I don't lionize Putin. I know Solzhenitsyn basically broke a bunch of stuff down to Putin. I know that in the whole Russian hierarchy, a lot of the shows on TV now sound like this one over there. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on. You add to that Russian airstrikes, at least 30, against al-Nusra, which they admit is, quoted, al-Qaeda Syrian branch. That's Reuters Today. I just read from Reuters in the article headlined, Russian warplanes target insurgents in Syria, but not Islamic State. Well, that's the command and control. Then IS is just their field troops setting up a new country, taking part of Syria and Iraq. So there's my analysis. There's my breakdown. And I want to hear Joel Skousen from his view. Chinese troops landing, tanks, helicopters, jets, at least 50 MiGs, more tanks, more helicopters. Is Russia being sucked into a new Afghanistan? McCain seemed very pleased. He said, this is a new Afghanistan. We'll give them missiles now to shoot down the Russian aircraft. Is it a failure by Obama, or is it a globalist triumph? What is the larger plan that could bring in a one-world government out of this? Kissinger claims it's a disaster and is now criticizing Obama. Is that a front, or what do you think's behind that? I mean, I know I've thrown out 30 or 40 things here, Joel. This is incredibly complex, so I hope you can give us some perspective here, hopefully, so that we can try to decipher what's going on.
Well, thanks, Alex. It is really complex. Let me just try to say in general, the important thing for people to realize is that Syria has been the target of the Anglo-American globalists for about 3 years now, ever since Israel said, look, you guys want us to attack Iran, take down their nuclear program, and start a Middle East war. We don't want to do that until you take down Syria, because Syria's got all these missiles and chemical weapons. They could obliterate Tel Aviv and overwhelm our Iron Dome system. So the U.S. agreed to that, and that's why they started this no-fly zone proposal, as in Libya or Syria. And you know that that no-fly zone meant much more than just a no-fly zone. It actually was an offensive that went through to take down the Libyan military and infrastructure to make sure they lost the war. That's what they're going to do in Syria. And then Kerry made that faux pas there in the London press conference, given when the reporter asked, is there any way that Syria can avoid this? And he said, yeah, they could give up their chemical weapons. And Syria said, we accept. And the Russians said, we accept. And all of a sudden, the globalist agenda to take down Syria was put on its back. Now, that's why the U.S. and British intelligence created ISIS. They basically took about half the Syrian rebels that they'd been funding through Qatar and Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. And they said, you're going to be ISIS now. They set up training camps in Jordan. They put Israeli special Arab agents in to direct them. And so started this phony war on ISIS, basically a backdoor excuse to get back into Syria, because the chemical weapons agreement with Syria prohibited U.S., or at least stopped them diplomatically from going forward. So ISIS now gave them a new excuse to get back. And, you know, Russia had to know that this was a U.S. British intelligence coup to create ISIS as an excuse. But it's interesting that Russia did not blow the whistle on that. They still are playing the terrorist card, just like the U.S. did, because that eventually gives them reasons to go forward against the war on terror, and plus the fact that probably the Americans would not accept the fact that the Russians came out and said this was the U.S.-British intelligence creation, ISIS.
Though, you know, Putin, in his main statements, you're right, Joel, plays the whole terror card, but in statements last year at the Olympics and then in his new U.N. speech, which we have an accurate translation of, he did go further towards that. He actually said in the speech at the Olympics a year ago, he said Obama has armed ISIS, and they're behind ISIS.
Well, I wasn't aware of that, but that is strange. You notice that the media didn't, of course, give any play to that. If they had, I doubt that, you know, the Americans probably would have believed it coming from Russia. You know, they're starting to believe it coming from you and me and other credible sources on the Internet documenting that this is a U.S.-British intelligence creation.
What does this new escalation mean? Because I know I interrupted you and broke your train of thought, but what does this new big escalation by the Russians and the Chinese and the Iranians mean? Are they walking into a trap?
No, they're not walking into a trap. In fact, this is a major game changer for the globalist agenda in Syria. It stops it dead in its tracks for a couple of reasons. One, Putin suddenly has the high ground of leadership here. He's going to show that Obama's war on terror was a fraud. He's going to show that real effective airstrikes are going to take down ISIS. But you can't take down ISIS without ground troops. Now, that would be a trap for Russia. They don't want to get involved in another Afghanistan. I have to laugh at John McCain, the extreme neocon, trying to say we're going to treat Russia's interference here as if it's the same interference in Afghanistan. It is not. But the ground troops are going to be provided by, not by Chinese. In fact, you know, the stories about a lot of Chinese equipment coming in really have not been confirmed yet. What has been confirmed is the presence of Revolutionary Guards from Iran and Hezbollah troops. They're going to be the shock troops. Russia's going to provide the air power, and I think they're going to go and take down ISIS. Now, this is going to be a major game changer, because if Syria doesn't get taken down, that means that the entire agenda of taking down Iran, and as I've explained in your show before, this nuclear agreement with Iran is just a fraud. It's just a setup, including many elements that guarantee that Iran will eventually have to violate that agreement and give the excuse to go for the U.S. to go back and attack Iran using Israel. But this puts that whole timetable into limbo, and I think this is a real defeat for globalists and shows that Russia has the capability of, you know, stopping it without a lot of cost to itself. I'm surprised they didn't do it earlier.
I just marvel at this. So in your view, and I agree with you, Putin is completely gaming Obama. And so it's really unprecedented to have these op-ed pieces written by Henry Kissinger criticizing Obama. When Obama was first elected, Kissinger took to CNBC to say, he's my protege, he's the greatest weapon we've ever had for the New World Order, he's going to bring in the New World Order. I mean, they acted like he was the golden child, the messiah of world government, and now what does it signify to have Kissinger distancing himself from Obama?
Well, what it signifies is that you know, he's frustrated. He's realizing and admitting that the globalists are stymied. Now, remember, this is not Obama's plan. Obama is not the genius behind the New World
Order. Sure, he's the figurehead, though.
He's the figurehead. He's the front man. But believe me, I mean, the Russians have let the U.S. get away with this globalist agenda here in Syria now for many years. And suddenly, I think they were caught completely off guard. They didn't think the Russians were going to do this. They put up a lot of hype about how they're going to make things worse, how there's going to be military conflict. And now what the Russians are doing in attacking al-Nusra as well as other rebel groups friendly supposedly to the U.S. agenda, they're going to force the U.S. to say, all right, we're going to have to coordinate, meaning we want to control where you strike. And Russia's not going to go along with that. I think Russia is taking direct coordination from the Syrians to say, these are the targets that are the greatest danger to us. We need you to go after those. The Russians are doing it. And I don't think the U.S. is going to be able to stop it. They really don't have any power at all to say to the Russians, you don't have any right here. In fact, the Russian Lavrov, foreign minister, made the point that the U.S. intervention in Syria is not authorized by any Security Council or UN agreement, and that the Russians is, because they've got the permission of the head of state. And Putin made a great point in his speech that we need to reestablish governments here to stop all these refugees from leaving. We need order here. And we're intent on providing order, and you should be providing order in Libya. So he's taken the leadership high ground here, to be sure.
How, this is stunning. What are the larger ramifications? What are the ripple effects of this, in your view, Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief?
The larger ramifications is the globalists have to regroup, and I suspect they're going to use Israel. There are rumors coming out of Israel now that they're planning an attack on Syria. This could be a game changer for Israel to go in and start to destabilize on another front. And I'm not sure the Russians want to tangle with the Israelis. They would certainly have to get a higher class of Air Force in there to take on the Israelis.
Sure, but this is starting to sound like revelations here.
Well, certainly it may be a little early for that apocalyptic ending, but I can tell you that the globalists are right now meeting as we speak and trying to figure out how do we stop this. This stymies our entire agenda here.
But don't the Russians seem particularly historically slow to move, but once they move, they usually don't back down easily? I mean, could Israel bite off more than they can chew and not have the American people support when they see Russia taking out al-Qaeda?
Yes, if Russia certainly is able to really start to take out this terrorist, I mean, literally, they're going to be put in the hero category. Now, I'm not a fan of Russia. I know that eventually they're attempting to strike the West, but I can't help but clap my hands in glee that they're thwarting the globalist agenda. And I'm surprised they didn't do this earlier. They are very cautious because at the same time that they're building up a great deal of weapons of mass destruction preparing for World War III, they've decided to throw a monkey wrench in the globalist agenda in the Middle East. And may I remind you, I have always long maintained that Russia would not stop Syria from being taken down if the globalists really went after it. But I was wrong. They have here. But only because they decided it would not lead to a direct confrontation militarily with the West. They know that the West is in a bad position, having created a terrorist group. And they're stuck. They can't really come out and defend ISIS. They've got to let Russia have their way. So it's kind of a different game. It's not really.
I agree. And let's give credit where credit's due. And I don't like giving myself this credit, or you the credit, Joel, or Colonel Schaefer the credit, and a handful of other folks. In the last 5 years with Libya and now Syria, we've laid out exactly what was happening, exactly what happened at Benghazi. I've had major whistleblowers on. I've now confirmed again yesterday that, I mean, I've directly proven it now that the feds are crawling all over me because, and I was told it's because of Benghazi. I now know what it is, and it's the fact that we are actively exposing this. The military already knew this, but it gave them a sounding board 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago. Thousands of non-commissioned officers, some commissioned officers, put out the pieces of paper on Twitter and Facebook saying, I won't be the Air Force for al-Qaeda in Syria. We know that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at midnight, the night before airstrikes were to begin in the no-fly zone in Syria, General Dempsey, then head of the Joint Chiefs, went to Obama and said, you cannot do this. He backed off. That was later admitted. And the fact that alternative patriot media exposed that we were doing this evil thing in Syria, our military had a close-to-rebellion level event of just free speech. That caused the globalists to blink. Kerry's screw-ups caused them to blink. And now that gave Russia the chance, repeating basically domestic info we're putting out and others, to then put the globalists in check in Syria. And the establishment realizes that this show and others has a direct communication with the U.S. military, and it's really scaring the establishment right now.
Yeah, we've had a rebellion within the Navy pilot ranks, of which I was a member. Boy, the story about them trying to get permission to hit high-value targets and them taking an hour, they were bingo fuel, meaning they got to go back to the ship before they could attack. I mean, this happened time and again. The Navy pilots realized, hey, this war is being sabotaged just like it was for us in Vietnam.
Go over that a little bit, because we know the Iraqi government's proven, others have, that our military's not allowed to target ISIS or any of these other scumbags. And again, that's why we've had the former head of Defense Intelligence go public and say, no, we were ordered to back Al-Qaeda. We were ordered to back ISIS. This was a conscious order. We have the deputy director of the CIA going public 2 weeks ago. Are they covering their butts, or are they openly rebelling against this tyranny?
They're not really opening and rebelling. You can't do that in the military. The military is ruthless. It's filled with higher-level yes-manship at the highest level of generals and admirals. They will crucify any officer that really tries to do a rebellion. But that isn't stopping people from leaking through the alternative media the stories that we had from Navy pilots saying, you know, hey, we're being sabotaged here with slow response times and these other things that you just quoted. This is a leaking war, but not an open rebellion. I don't think you're going to see that. It's not possible in today's yes man military.
Well, I agree with you, but I'm saying this is as close as you get to that right now.
Yes, right. It's as good as they can. And it's the leaking war is a very effective war because the alternative media is big enough. The stories do get out, and these people are having to react to this. So I think the globalists are in a major quandary. Their entire agenda for the Middle East is on the rocks right now. They're going to have to establish some new way of getting rid of Syria. And, of course, Syria was headed to be a disaster. If you let ISIS take over the jihadists, it would be a bloodbath. It would be forever. I mean, just like Libya. Libya is not stable to this day, and it shows no sign of stability.
How would our elites, I mean, because I understand China and Russia are bad, and so you can create arguments to do Machiavellian things for the greater good, but that always leads into corruption. But such conscious evil to put al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, ISIS in charge, blowing up every church, chopping people's heads off, murdering families. I mean, these really are bad people. How did our elite get to the point that they thought they could get away with an al-Qaeda proxy army taking over the whole Middle East? I mean, they've got to know the genie's out of the bottle. People now understand that our government's capable of this.
Yes, you know, what's out of the bottle is the fact that you've unleashed on the world a bunch of jihadists that you've created, you've armed, you've given the propaganda reason, you've created the hatred towards America that gins up all of this, even though America's doing this. This can't be put back in the bottle. That's refugee situation in Europe, for example, is turning into a nightmare of chaos and of riots and of destruction of public property, which is being very much covered up by the media. And your website, InfoWars, is putting out that information as well as other people in Europe.
WorldAffairsBrief.com is exposing it.
Yes, that's right. I mean, it's just a horrendous. But, you know, there's this multicultural agenda that is on the rocks because people are in up in arms in Europe. Stop these refugees. And I think the globalists are at a crucial point as we speak here. Every one of their agendas have backfired. They've gone overboard. And I hate to say this, but we owe it to Russia from stopping this agenda right now.
Is this probably the biggest unraveling of the globalist agenda we've seen since Bretton Woods? I mean, is this not one of the just most spectacular spectacles we've ever seen?
Well, Bretton Woods was actually a success. It's what.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Since the launch of this current system, is this not one of the most spectacular train wrecks?
It is, and it could even get worse for them if Russia and Hezbollah and Iranian Revolutionary Guard are able to actually defeat ISIS. I mean, the U.S. will literally be the laughingstock of the international community. They will no longer be able to say our military intervention is going to provide the excuse that it has in the past. And that's going to be a real problem for global because they depend on continual intervention in order to create conflict and then to dictate the solution. But now Russia's intervening, so they're dictating the solution, and it's the correct one. It's going to defeat ISIS. And in the process, you're defeating U.S. and British intelligence.
Unbelievable. So it is a giant train wreck. I agree with Joel Skousen. He brings amazing clarity. You'll find more of that clarity at worldaffairsbrief.com. I think you're insane if you don't visit that site every day. And, of course, InfoWars.com. Joe Biggs is going to pop in from the Bloomberg anti-gun rally in Austin. Then we'll go back to Joel Skousen and take your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We got some bad news, folks. We knew it was coming.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gather. Stalin said that one man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. He knew that. And you can have all of these hundreds of thousands of people killed by different radical jihad factions of the Sunni groups directed out of Saudi Arabia, funded and armed by the West, and they're just dehumanized. But as the war machine continues turning, it doesn't matter if we have 11,000 gun deaths a year, most of them suicide, the others gang-related. What, 167 people on average in the last decade are killed in mass shootings every year. 167. White-tailed deer kill almost 300 a year jumping in front of your car. but they create the perception that gun crime's up and the perception that owning a gun causes the problem. Then they advertise gun-free zones for ISIS to hit or for a mentally ill person to attack. Like it's an option, like suicide by cop. The more they do shows about suicide by cop, the more people go, well, I don't want to kill myself. I'll go out and pull a gun on cops and my family will get a settlement. Well, it's happened. 20 injured in shooting at Oregon Community College, shooter in custody, officials say. We're going to have Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson. The rally's over, the anti-gun rally they were at UT, trying to ban guns on campus because the state's passing a law to arm people on campus. And here's another example, UCC in Oregon has a total gun ban. We should put a story out on this because I looked it up. Approximately 20 people been injured, 15 dead in a shooting at a community college in Douglas County, Oregon, according to an official. The injured includes a woman who was shot in the chest, said Chris Boyce, a Douglas County commissioner. The shooting began within the last 30 minutes of the UCC college. The shooter is down and in custody. We will continue to update as that unfolds, KTLA 5. Our prayers go out because, hey, even if it's a very low number of people killed in mass shootings, despite they advertised to mentally ill people to do it, still one person dies, it is a tragedy. If 5 million children get aborted, it's a tragedy, or 55 million aborted, it's a tragedy too. So all lives matter. Black lives matter. White lives matter. Little kids' lives matter. Old people's lives matter. Veterans' lives matter. Police officers' lives matter. Catholics' lives matter. Islamic people's lives matter. Atheists' lives matter. And this will be used now to come after our guns. We know there's a huge new offensive to get the guns. And I was just saying earlier today, I hope they don't stage something. Some of these things are real. A lot of these, like the Aurora shooting, and I don't say this lightly. I don't have time to go over the evidence. I mean, folks, that was as phony as a $3 bill. You just put somebody on amnesic drugs, hop them up, put them in a car for the cops to find them, go in, shoot the people, and then the patsy doesn't even know what happened. Sirhan, Sirhan. You know, the police report in L.A. on RFK said he didn't shoot him and was drugged. And I've talked to detectives that were on the case. And it's come out the CIA was there that day. I'm not going to digress off into that. It's just it's very easy to stage this stuff. But there's another form of staging it that's culturally advertising mass shootings, then makes them a reality. I'm done talking about that. We'll have Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson in studio with Leanne McAdoo, coming up in the fourth hour of Overdrive today. Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com is our guest. We've got callers loaded from Tanner to Tom to Steve to Chase to Zach. We'll get to your quick questions or comments, and then, of course, it's on the same subject, and then Joel Skousen can comment on those or you can comment on those. But, Joel, I've been asking a lot of the questions today, amazing answers we've been getting from you. Overall, if the globalists are being handed all these big setbacks, I agree with you, they tend to double down in their hubris and arrogance. But how do you double down with other nuclear powers? What if Israel starts striking Russian targets or kills Russians? You said you don't think the Russians would want to be involved in that, but once committed, couldn't this escalate really quickly and we wake up and there's a bigger regional war? I mean, as you know, this is how World War I, World War II started, is with these incremental ratcheting up. Am I right to say the world has reached almost a Cuban Missile Crisis level situation right now?
Not yet, Alex. It's very, very clear that Russia is being very careful. If they really wanted to go full bore into this, they'd put their own special forces troops into Syria, because they're much, much better than even Hezbollah and the Revolutionary Guards. So I don't think that they want to risk, because they're not ready for war yet. I mean, as I pointed out many times in the World Affairs Brief, Russia and China still aren't going to have their top-of-the-line weapon systems in production until 2021, 22, and 23, and 24. And so it's going to take, I mean, that's the reason that Putin is doing a stealth war in Ukraine rather than in-your-face invasion. He's taking back these former Soviet states little by little, not enough to antagonize or force the West to confront him. And I think that's the reason why he's not committed to troops. You know, the Russian press says we don't want another Afghanistan, but the Russian hierarchy doesn't care about democracy or what public opinion is. They do what they want to do. And so the reason for not sending troops into Syria has to be because they don't want to have a major war provocation with the West or Israel. But as I say, I pointed out that Israel may well be the spearhead for the globalists to try to get another angle into Syria.
Oh, their defense minister said they're going to act. They just didn't say exactly how.
No, that's right. And, you know, there's a difference between what they say and what they do. But clearly the Israelis, I think, are the only card left that the globalists have to change this situation in Syria, that right now Russia is controlling and the U.S. can't do anything. And you'll notice that the U.S. isn't even doing airstrikes right now because the Russians are in the airspace and there's a real tremendous conflict there between airplanes. So the U.S. war on ISIS is basically on hold until they figure out what to do.
But as you said, it was never really a real war. They just blow up an old truck or something. It was completely staged.
That's right. They were always going after little tiny targets, individuals. Yes, you would kill, but you won't. You couldn't get permission to attack any of the headquarters, and Russia just hit some of those headquarters. So they're going to be able to effectively diminish ISIS very quickly. I think you're going to see the Russian escalation happen. They're talking about coordinating with the West. I just don't see the West happening or doing that, because the more the West coordinates with Russia, the more they would have to show their hand that, no, we don't want to hit this particular target. No, you shouldn't hit this. They're going to be having to tell the Russians not to hit targets that they want to preserve, and they don't want to get away with that. So I just don't think we're going to see coordination. I think Russia's going to take the handle. I think ISIS is going to be severely diminished, and the whole globalist agenda in the Middle East is sunk now, especially since Iran has got this agreement with the U.S., and they're going to continue to build militarily, and the U.S. isn't going to be able to touch them.
What about Saudi Arabia? They obviously have a huge weapons platform, but aren't too good, at least historically, in wars. Look at what's happening in Yemen right now. But their government head and a bunch of their top princes, as you know, came out yesterday and threatened Russia and said, do not enter into this area or we're going to escalate our military response. They didn't say specifically what they were going to do, but Russia just responded by massive airstrikes just you know, 12 hours later. So I don't think Russia's being intimidated by Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia is a paper tiger militarily. You look at Yemen, they can't beat this ragtag Yemenis army with all their airstrikes, and they certainly can't go up against anybody really trained in air-to-air combat. They get I don't care if they have F-16s or not, they're going to get shot out of the sky by the Russians. So I think this is just a paper threat from Saudi Arabia. I think Israel's the only capable military on the globalist side that could intervene. I think even the Israelis would think twice about going up against the Russians.
So this is a mega bold move.
Yeah, the globalists are stopped dead in the water, and they don't know what to do right now because, with the globalist agenda of wanting World War III in order to create the excuse for a new world order, they cannot, however, start it. They can't be looked as the blame of this thing. They've got to wait for Russia and China to do something.
And now they've been caught launching a giant proxy war, which makes them the villain. I mean, the average American may not know this, more and more do, but worldwide, everybody knows. This is a devastating propaganda defeat. I mean, this has got to show the globalists that they're not invincible.
Well, that's right. I have never seen the globalists defeated until the one mistake by Kerry on the chemical weapons treatment in Syria, and now this. And this is much bigger because this is Russia actually intervening and directly thwarting the globalists in a very sophisticated way, hedging their bets and being careful not to intervene too strongly. And I've just never seen the globalist agenda taken a step back until this last 3 years, and particularly this last week.
What do you expect them to pull now, though, to try to pull a rabbit out of a hat? Or will they lie low and just try to recalibrate?
I think they have to let this play its course. You know, there's not much you can do once your terrorist creation, ISIS, is now under the Russian gun. I mean, you can't go out and create a new terrorist force in the same area. Russia's going to attack that too. I think they have to actually let it run its course, and that means that ISIS is going down. At best, they can work for a compromise replacement of Assad. Putin has said he's open to replacing Assad, but it has to be a democratic.
But then they'll try to double cross whoever that guy is.
That's right. They'll try to double cross that. But I don't see any quick solutions the globalists could possibly come up with that can change the dynamic. As long as Russia is there, they're going to have to let us play its course. ISIS is probably going to go down over time, or it may move into a different area, but it's not going to go anywhere in Syria with the Russians there.
What about that western area of Iraq they're holding, part of their IS kingdom? You think the Iraqis will be able to root them out of there?
You know, they could change their base of operations to that Iraqi area. But, you know, if the Russians are smart, they'll make an alliance with the Kurds to go after those people, too. They won't stop within Syria itself. I think the Russians could make a lot of hay by teaming up. They're already teaming up with some of the Iraqis. The Iraqis are tired of the U.S. limiting their ability to attack ISIS. And the Iraqis, of course, know that they saw U.S. helicopters resupplying ISIS during the Battle of Mosul. That the U.S. Navy was prohibited from striking their parade down the street after the victory in Mosul. So that, I mean, that's what blew the cover on the U.S. towards its claim that they were fighting ISIS. I think this is probably going to take another 2 years to eliminate ISIS, and Russia's going to grow in stature. The one thing that's still going to bring down, that could bring down Russia in public esteem, is if they continue their stealth war in Ukraine. They may have to pull back on that in order to take advantage of this leadership advantage that they've gained in the war on terror.
What do you expect the globalists to do to punish people? I mean, who is to blame in the power structure when you got Kissinger pointing the finger at Obama? Obviously, when this is part of his strategy. James Baker's strategy, Zbigniew Brzezinski's strategy, the Rockefeller strategy, the big think tank Pentagon strategy, the neocon strategy. I mean, it's all a big consortium that came to these consensus. So how do they even reform themselves when they're all about never getting blamed for anything, temporally but also spiritually?
Boy, you have some very complex questions you throw at me, Alex.
But you get what I'm saying. How are they going to reform their New World Order takeover when it's all about dodging responsibility?
Yeah, I think the key is going to be electing a new team. You know, I think they're basically washing their hands of Obama and the present team. They're going to reform under the new Republican leadership they're going to give us. If they can get George Bush elected or some other controlled Republican, right now, you know, this election is in disarray. They promoted Trump in order to discredit his uncareful remarks about immigration, but the public loved it. They can't stop Trump, even though they keep saying his poll numbers are going down. They really aren't. You know, Ben Carson, another uncontrolled candidate, is coming up equal with Trump. The globalists have got three major defeats now at their hand, and they're really scrambling. But they need a Republican to take the mantle away from Obama, to claim we're starting anew, and let the conservatives get on board. But they'll be behind that Republican president guiding his neocon philosophy just as before.
What is your gut? Also, you do deep research. What is your gut on Trump? What type of person he really is? Because obviously he knows that the establishment makes him more popular attacking him. That's what I told Rand Paul. I told Politico. I said, if you Rand Paul, you want to win, you've got to be the underdog. You've got to be the outsider, not the guy that works for the system, even though I respect and like Rand Paul. Trump, obviously, at a street level, knows how to win. My only question is, does he work for Trump or does he work for the globalists?
I don't think he works for the globalists, but I don't think he's principled enough. In fact, I'm sure he's not principled enough that he couldn't be controlled by the globalists if he were to get in. Now, I personally don't think that he would be good for the conservatives or the globalists because, one for one, he won't read a script. He won't even write his own script and stick to it. He has to speak off the cuff. This shows a person that is very impatient. He's a dramatic go-getter who just doesn't have the patience to carefully write or describe an argument and stick to it. He's a bull in a china closet, and he would be an embarrassment, you know, to the United States just because of the errors that he would say. But I have to say that Trump is basically right on the immigration policy. He's okay on certain tax policy. He's a disaster on the Syrian policy, though. He's bought into the argument that Assad has to go because Assad attacked his people with chemical weapons. And, of course, John Kerry came out with the barrel bomb thing about Assad using barrel bombs on his own people, which is absolutely false. You know, they only use barrel bombs on the other rebels, not on their own people. But it shows that the United States is continuing to lie about Assad. And, unfortunately, Trump did not pick up and did not do his research on this. I don't know how he can be so right on immigration and the illegal alien problem and be so off.
Sure. What do you think about his tax plan?
Well, his tax plan, actually, I don't like any of these tax plans because they still do maintain the IRS. They still do have an income base. Even a flat tax has an income
exactly.
base.
You just got to get rid of the income tax. It's unconstitutional. It's in the Communist Manifesto. Joel Skousen, stay there with us, my friend. I want to get to a few calls for you on the other side. Tanner, and who else has been holding the longest? Tom, Zach, a few others. We'll do 5 minutes in the next hour. And then we've got Leanne McAdoo with the whole fourth hour for you. WorldAffairsBrief.com, Joel Skousen's website.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2424.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off.
The
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Please don't ever forget that they have mainstream establishment media lying about us almost every day on national television or in major papers. And it's because, for all my problems, this is teleprompter free. We really care about freedom. We care about America. We care about you. We care about ourselves. We care about family. We care about life. We care about the right to self-defense. And we're unifying people around basic survival. The globalists are bad news. And just like Hitler or just like any other tyrant in history, they get delusional and believe they're invincible. And they might just destroy all of us in the process. So the hubris is starting to run into some problems. Who knows what they're going to do? But we're going to see a lot of power grabbing, a lot of bizarre behavior now out of these people, because they think they're invincible. And they think if they just double down, they're going to be okay. Now is the time for the maximum effort exposing tyranny, the maximum effort getting prepared, the maximum effort to be spreading the word. And to also go to InfoWars.com, WorldAffairsBrief.com, and other sites that tell the truth, and appreciate the fact that that press is there, because there's a major Western move to restrict free speech at a bold level I've never seen. And that's because the system is desperate. I want to hit a few final phone calls here with Joel Skousen, but I'm sure you've seen them 120 days in Germany for criticizing the immigrants, universities announcing that there's no free speech. It's almost comical, if it wasn't so serious, how flaming totalitarian the so-called left is. So right as they get exposed, they seem to be lurching into an even bigger display of arrogance. Have you seen that, or what's your view on it?
Yes, it's amazing to me how they've talked about rating people in terms of their reliability of free speech on the Internet and banning people who get a low rating. I mean, this is a recipe for disaster. People are up in arms and rebelling against that kind of restriction. I think, once again, as you said, the globalists are lurching and scrambling, and they're going to make mistakes now. They haven't had a major setback in years, and all they've just been able to calculate, plan, and devise conflict creation without any interference from anyone. And suddenly, it's all breaking down. So this may just buy us more time, and that's important for people's preparation. The main threat that I keep worrying about is eventual war with Russia and China. That still is on the docket. It's not real soon. I think we're going to pass through this time without a major economic collapse that people keep warning about.
But historically, major powers are going to collide. All the demographics, all the graphs show that.
That's right, without question. But it is further away than people think, because Russia and China aren't ready yet. But remember, when that finally happens, you're going to get not only economic collapse, commensurate with that, an EMP strike, no electricity in the grid. If you think you need preparations, boy, when war comes, it's like nothing else. And when it comes, our entire civilization seems or ceases to be like it is, and we lose all of our ability to make a living, and we go into a massive survival mode against the total social unrest. So even though I have been decrying the hypesters, you know, who keep talking about this coming earlier and martial law coming earlier, when it does come, commensurate with war, it's going to be so serious that you've got to be ready.
And we know it's coming, because the elite all over the world, but especially here, are, as you know, huge programs, much bigger than the Manhattan Project, to harden bunkers, to go underground, to create alternative systems. I mean, there is a buildup much bigger than the Cold War going on at an accelerated speed. They're not doing that for nothing.
Absolutely right. And they're not doing this because of terrorism. They know that a major nuclear strike is going to fall on the United States, that EMP will be here at some time, and that's why they're preparing these huge underground bunkers. That's why ex-CIA, FBI directors and other people are building, you know, bunkers underneath their resort homes in the Colorado Rockies.
Stay there. Back in 70 seconds, we're going to jam in a few phone calls and overdrive, folks, a full hour. Leanne McAdoo, Joel Skousen is our guest. We've got to get him back much sooner. Stay with us. Some stations don't carry this next hour.